Good morning. We've been getting updates all morning on the devastation caused by a 7.0 earthquake that hit Haiti yesterday evening and has caused untold, literally untold, casualties. Here now to talk about relief efforts that are underway in Haiti, we're joined again by Gypsy Metalus. She's the executive director of Saint-La, the Haitian Neighborhood Center in Miami. But I should say that there is a hotline set up by the State Department. If you're trying to get information about family or friends in Haiti, you can call 888-407-4747. That's 888-407-4747. If you want to help out in some way, we do have methods for you to help if you go to our website at thetakeaway.org. Gypsy Metalus, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell me, have you gotten information about family and friends in Haiti, about their safety?
No, I have not been able to get any information at all. My mother recently traveled. She traveled on Friday. This is a time where she would spend 6 months in Haiti. So I am worried, afraid, and everything else.
So you are yet another aid worker who is having to deal with personal grief, personal concern and anxiety at the same time that you're mobilizing efforts to try and help the people of Haiti.
Correct. And I heard you ask that question. And as you posed it, I wondered about it for a minute. And I just know that it's something that I know that, you know, I need to do. And I would react this way whether or not, no matter the circumstances. And so I'll figure out how to deal with it, even if that means figuring it out one day at a time, you know, 1 minute at a time. I'll just handle it. Because I don't have a blueprint for this. I'll just do what feels right.
So what are you sending into Haiti? Workers?
Well, we at this particular point, we don't even know that planes will be flying in. And so right now, I think we're trying to just gather intelligence around what's needed. And of course, you know, the aftermath of something like this is a situation that will need expertise in terms of the assessments. So we want to know what is the, you know, we suspect that humanitarian relief products are necessary right now, you know, water, medicines, and food, much like hurricane relief supplies. We understand that. But we want to know what else. And someone on the ground has got to be able to tell us that, whether that is the joint efforts of the relief, the international relief agencies that are on the ground, who can let us know where the priorities are, what the needs are, and then, of course, we will respond. I know, though, that the community is very anxious. People want to help. This is across the board. This is within the Haitian-American community as well as the larger community. People want to help, and I think that's a very American thing.
And we're going to be giving people ways to help all this morning on the takeaway.
Exactly.
Gypsy,
right now I can't tell you whether people need food, water, clothing,
sure,
body bags.
I can't
tell you.
Well, Gypsy,
let's
try to give you some quality information here that maybe you can use this morning. Sit tight there. Roger Billum joins us. He's an earthquake expert, professor of geological sciences at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Gypsy Metalus is the executive director of an aid organization trying to even sketch out what the scale of the relief effort is going to require. Let me throw a couple of facts at you, and you can give me some sort of geological context, if you don't mind. We heard a report this morning on Twitter that said they sat and watched as the earthquake came in, the slums on the hillside of Port-au-Prince literally disappear. What's going on there geologically?
Well, there's a very large fault on the northern edge of the Caribbean plate. The Caribbean plate is a huge plate. It's actually one of the smaller ones on the planet, but it's moving to the east at about 2 centimeters a year. The fault that goes through Port-au-Prince is moving at about 7 millimeters a year. So about every 300 years, you get about 2 meters of slip ready to go in an earthquake. And that's more or less what happened. You had a couple of meters of slip in this earthquake. The earthquake was centered about 30 kilometers to the west of Port-au-Prince. Had it been in the center, it would have been more damaging. And in fact, it's pretty damaging anyway. The number of people near the epicenter is fortunately much smaller than those that would have been affected in Port-au-Prince had it occurred under the city.
Well, let's go back to Jeffsy Metalus on that. If we're talking about people on hillside communities, densely packed hillside communities, really, really threatened by the shocks, what's that going to mean in terms of the numbers of people that are going to be affected? Because you have a picture of the city in your own mind right there, right, Jeffsy?
Well, yes, I do. And of course, you know, the reports are that there are aftershocks taking place. Last night I heard that there had been a total of 18, and I also heard a geologist as well as a meteorologist report that these aftershocks can take place up to 6 months now. And so I can't begin to imagine what it looks like now, except an area that's devastated by war. If war is the image that helps us all to just visualize what it might look like in Haiti. And so again, it's going to be, you know, we're going to need help. We're going to need support. We're going to need prayers. We're going to need a lot of solidarity. And right now, if people want to begin organizing relief efforts, I think that that's always going to be useful. But we have to be very mindful about how those products are going to be shipped to Haiti, whether or not that's going to, transported to Haiti, whether that's going to be via shipping lines or via airlines. We need to know that because that's going to complicate things, of course. I would imagine that monies would be much, much easier to transfer. So that's where I would urge people who want to begin doing something to begin to mobilize. You know?
Right. Much easier to let the aid organizations spend it on where it's most needed. Roger, can you answer something that Jeffsy referred to? We actually spoke to with somebody in Port-au-Prince this morning who said that they're all afraid that another aftershock is coming at any moment. Are we expecting more aftershocks?
Yeah, well, exactly. These aftershocks will continue, but most of the damage is already done. In fact, the problem is that near the epicenter, the houses are small and don't get damaged as much as the city buildings. The buildings in the city are further away, but have been shaken, and the sort of damage that you see is very typical of what happens in earthquake zones. We're looking at concrete frame structures that have collapsed throughout the city, and
wow.
That's obviously taken out the communications and so on. So although Port-au-Prince is going to be shaken, much of the catastrophic damage has been done, and it's one of these cities where, although earthquake codes exist in many parts of the world, they're probably not applied very well in Haiti.
Probably not. Roger is an earthquake expert, professor of geological sciences at the University of Colorado at Boulder, Roger Billum. And we were also joined by Jeffsy Metalus, the executive director of Sant La, the Haitian Neighborhood Center in Miami. Thanks to both of you.